What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out, what do you got?
All right, guys. As you guys know, I'm not a huge fan of the Giants because, you know, I'm a Dodger fan. But they will be making history on June 11th when the Dodgers and the Giants both take the field at Oracle Park and they wear their respective team's pride caps. So June 3rd, the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium will be wearing an LGBTQ plus pride hat on the field, which is, again, history because it's never been done. And then on June 11th, they're going to swap caps. So LA is going to be wearing SF, and then SF is going to be wearing LA.
Interesting.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, I love the cause. I'm curious to see how what the, you know, I'm sure someone on social media will hate it because everyone hates everything on social media.
True.
How about on the radio?
Well, there's there too, but I mean, you know, I feel like,
I don't really love it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I knew it. Somebody.
I mean,
see, again.
So the Dodgers are going to wear hats that say SF?
Yes.
And the Giants are going to wear hats that say LA?
Yes.
You think I'm the only person that's going to go, you know, that's a little much because, you know, these are rival teams. I don't want to wear their uniform. I don't want them wearing my uniform. I mean, am I the only person who feels that way?
No, I'm sure there's many people that are going to feel like that. But I love that collectively, even though there is a rivalry there, and of course there's a big one, that they're saying for this cause, we're going to put that aside, and we're going to show solidarity. I think that's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, can't you show solidarity while wearing your home team uniform?
I mean, you know what, Cap? Love is in the air. Can we just,
it is,
you know?
It is. You're so right. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Yes, it is. Love is in the air at 710 ESPN. A lot of people in love all of a sudden.
Greg,
by the way, they are not wearing the opposite team's caps, though.
That's what it says on the Dodgers. It says Dodgers and Giants will make history when they both take the field at Oracle Park wearing the opposite hat.
No, maybe I'm wrong.
What are you reading, George?
I can reread it. Let me go back to my story.
Yeah, I don't have them wearing each other's hats, though.
I mean, do you have them wearing each other's city initials?
Yeah, I don't see that. Yeah, I just see the story where it says Dodgers to wear pride caps on both LGBTQ...
On June 3rd.
Plus nights in LA and on June 11th in San Francisco. Yeah. Hmm. That they're going to wear, each of the teams are going to wear in each other's stadiums, but not that they're switching hats. No.
Okay. My bad, y'all. I should have went with my other story.
My B.
I mean, it's okay. Love is in the air.
That's what I was going to say. You know what? That was going to be my way you need to know. I got a man.
Can I just
point out one thing, though?
Yeah. So, Cap, you know. I'm sure you're okay now with it.
Yeah, like 60 seconds ago when everybody's like, oh, that's nice, that's cool. And I was like, I don't really think that's very cool. And now that we've found out that that's actually not the case, everybody's like, yeah, good thing they're not, because I don't want to see the Dodgers wearing San Francisco, and I don't want to see San Francisco wearing L.A.
Yeah.
See? I was just candid, that's all.
All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I'm glad we were able to clarify that.
Yeah. By the way, Dodgers up 7-0 right now over the Pirates. I'm trying to see what inning it's in. Oh, top of the fourth.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a route. The Pirates, man, I remember as a kid, man, like they were a good team.
Right.
It's crazy how bad they've been.
And which era of Pirates? You had the Dave Parker, Willie Stargell era.
Yeah.
And then you had the Barry
Bill Matlock.
Bonds.
Don't forget Bill Matlock on
okay.
those teams. Yeah.
Then you had Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla.
Right.
Pittsburgh
now, I was too young for those Dave Parker teams. Like, I was like maybe, I don't know, I wasn't either born or I was like one or two. Yeah. But the Barry Bonds teams, for sure. That's like my, I mean, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. I'm like in elementary school, maybe junior high. Yeah. Awesome.
Those Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla teams, I was in college at the time, and you had the Pirates that were really good. You had the Pittsburgh Penguins that were really good.
Yeah.
The Steelers weren't quite as good. But let me tell you something, man. Barry Bonds, he ran that town as a young guy.
Yeah, if you are someone who's been in like a, you know, like what's the word I'm looking for? Like you know, unconscious basically for the last like 35 years, and you wake up and you watch Major League Baseball and you're like, "Oh, the Yankees are still good. Okay. Yeah. The Red Sox? Wow, the Red Sox have won some championships. That's crazy. Oh, the Dodgers are still good.
How about the Cubs?
The Giants are still... The Cubs won a World Series?
Right.
What the hell?
Yep.
The Cubs and the Red Sox have won a World Series? And you're like, the Reds and Pirates stink? What's happening here?
Right. What happened to Pete Rose and Willie Stargell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the Pirates ever being good, though.
Oh, yeah. The Barry Bonds years, they were in the NLCS every year.
Don't you remember the Sid Bream play?
Yeah, against the Braves.
Against the Braves.
No, she's too young for that.
That was probably 1992-ish. Yeah,
91. Yeah, yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
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 So I was like 4 or 5. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't know that. So that's the point. But yeah, if you've been in a coma for like 30 plus years, and you woke up today, you'd be like, "Wow, the Pirates and the Reds stink," and you're like, "Holy crap, the Red Sox and Cubs won World Series!"
Right? Wait, how about this? How about you've been in a coma for 30 years, right? You get out of the hospital, you go to the gas station to fill up your car. George, today I filled up my car. The most it's ever cost to fill my car with gas. Now, granted, it was really, really empty. The car was making noise. Bing, 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 bing. Hurry up, find a gas station.
Yeah, yeah, bing, bing.
You ready?
Yeah.
$102.
Right. Now, what was the gas? Now, we're talking about, let's say, 30 years, right? So 30 years would be 92. Let's go back. Yeah, because 92, you'd still say that the gas price.
I'm going to say under $2.
1992. Oh, definitely under $2. Yeah. 1992, I would say under $1.
I was going to say like 95 cents, right? 99, 95.
So here we go. Gas prices, 1992, $1.13.
Oh, that was
that's
wrong.
The average gas price in America?
Average gas price.
Wow.
Yeah. That sounds right because I started driving in like 94 or 5. So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That was about the price of gas back then.
Gosh. I remember being a little kid because my dad had a gas station. He had one Texaco gas station. This is back in the old days where you would check the oil and you pump the people's gas and check their tire pressure and everything. Gas was like 50 cents a gallon. And today I paid $102 to fill my... And
right.
By the way...
So if you woke up 30 years in a coma and you saw the gas prices, you would probably fall back into a coma.
Right. You'd be like, yo, I was better off in the coma. Can't afford to be alive. And by the way, listen. I promise you guys, I am not driving some big SUV. I'm not driving... what's the Cadillac SUV? What's that
Escalade?
One? Yeah, the Escalade. I'm not driving an Escalade.
I wish... That was the car I wanted to buy. Same. when I wanted to I said to myself, there was a time where I was like, man, you're a baller if you're driving an Escalade.
Oh, 100%.
And I was like, I never got to drive an Escalade. I never got to buy an Escalade or lease an Escalade.
Did you want the spinning rims on
no,
it?
No, that's too much. I'm not, that's not me. It's got to fit your personality.
Like, that, I had that's the Escalade, the extended version of the Escalade.
The XLT?
Yeah, because the regular Escalade, there's very little trunk space.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm like always schlepping around these four kids, so it was always six of us driving everywhere.
Like my mom.
But that was like the status baller ride.
Yeah.
Because
cool.
In every movie you watched or every TV show, they were hanging out in Escalade.
And
for well,
it became the Denali, I remember. Yeah. Like,
right. Well, you know what happened is back then, so you would have a GMC dealership that would be connected to a Cadillac dealership.
Yeah, of course.
I walked in with my ex. And she was like, oh, I'm getting this Escalade. I'm like, no. There's a GMC version over here that's the Yukon Denali,
right?
Which is a
Yukon.
Great car, and it's got all the bells and whistles.
Less,
and it's a whole lot less because it doesn't have that Cadillac logo. She said, nope, getting the Cadillac.
Yeah. Sounds like your ex-wife who used to spend all that money on those purses and stuff. So
Gucci.
All right, real quick, before I get to the calls. So you are not in on Terry Stotts. We were talking earlier about Jeannie Buss's interview with Bill Plaschke, and I was asking the audience, like, what stood out, what discouraged you, if anything, what left you in disbelief, what made you feel encouraged, right, is probably another way to describe it. So hit us up with all that stuff, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. So you are not in on Terry Stotts.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
It's not because I think Terry Stotts is a bad coach.
No, you just don't like him. You think he's too anonymous.
I feel like that's a good word. I feel like if Terry Stotts walks into the Laker locker room with LeBron, AD, and Russ, if they're all still together.
You feel like he's Paul Westhead in Winning Time, is
what's happening. Yes, like they would look at him and go, who are you?
Right, but Paul Westhead won a championship, so did Frank Vogel, is kind of my point. But anyway, you're not alone, is what I would say, okay? And listen, you're talking to somebody who worships at the altar of Riley, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I can tell you that you don't need Pat Riley and Phil Jackson are not walking through that door, okay? I'm just telling you right now, that's not happening, okay? So,
actually, Phil Jackson's already in the door.
Well, he's not walking through the door as the coach. He's walking through the door. He may be in a Zoom meeting, to be honest. He's probably in Montana, like, in all honesty. Like, that's probably
I don't know. Jeannie says she has breakfast, lunch, and dinner with Phil at places. It's not romantic, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
We're not back together.
Okay. All right. We'll get to the calls here. But you're not alone on Terry Stotts. So Stephen A. this morning, I was watching him and J.J. Redick, and they were talking about the Lakers coaching situation. And I was like, all right, I want to hear what Stephen A. has to say about this particular situation, because I feel like it's good, one way or another, it's going to lead to a reaction for me on and you on this show. Let me hear it, Laura.
Terry Stotts is a good man. He knows basketball, but he ain't got the personality to do the kind of things that I suggest. He does. He cannot be the Lakers' next head coach. Not him. He could go somewhere else. Not Los Angeles Lakers.
He said not that him. a lot more eloquently than you did.
Not him. I don't know why. I mean, listen, my point is very simple. You need a coach that these three guys, and let's take Russ off to the side for a minute. Let's focus in on LeBron and forget about AD for a second, too. I'm going to play Genie Buss right now. Okay, George? I'm okay. Genie.
Yeah, go.
My goal as owner of the Lakers is to win a championship. My best opportunity to win a championship is to have LeBron James on my team, even as he's turning 38 years old.
Correct.
What coach can I get that is going to walk through the door that LeBron James is going to believe in and respect and therefore tell everybody else in the locker room, we're doing what he says?
I don't know if that person is available because they may already have a job, is what I would say.
Okay, I didn't even know if you thought that that person was alive on planet Earth.
No, those people are probably already have other jobs. Like, I would say that maybe the two guys he's won a championship with is probably in that category. You know, and I'm not talking about like old timey guys like Phil or Pat, because whatever. And by the way, his relationship with Phil is shaky. Okay, like historically. So my guess is there's not a lot of interaction there, and maybe I'm wrong. I haven't talked to anybody about that, so that was a long time ago. But yeah, like I don't think those guys are necessarily available. I think you need to get. I think LeBron looks at it and is like, just give me a coach that knows what he's doing, and we'll figure the rest of it out. So let me go to the calls here. These guys have been holding on for a long time. Okay, Tony, what's up in Culver City?
Hey, my man.
Yes, sir.
I blame LeBron. I'm talking about the Lakers.
Yeah.
I blame LeBron. Mm-hmm. I blame Genie,
mm-hmm.
and I blame the other guy.
Palenka.
Took Magic place. Yeah, he makes me so angry, you guys. And guess who I blame more than anybody, you guys? The fans. You know you cannot lose in Los Angeles. I don't care what race you are, what age you are, whoever you are, you cannot lose. There's no excuses. We've lost too many games, so they got to change everything up to me. That's
okay.
What they're going to have to do.
Everybody's got to go is what you're saying.
Yeah, I can get rid of Westbrook easy. I can get rid of LeBron. We cannot lose anymore, you guys. You got to realize this. They're caught up in a mess right now.
They are in a mess.
Because you guys know we don't have a good team. I know a little secret. LeBron brought in Westbrook when he could have got DeRozan. See?
Well, I will say this, Tony, I'll say this. They could have had DeRozan, and I think LeBron would have been okay with DeRozan. My understanding is the team did not want to go 3 years with DeRozan because they wanted to have cap space in 2023. That's my understanding without it being double sourced. Okay, that's just my understanding on it.
Kind of blew my mind there, Tony. I'd never heard that before about DeRozan. Wow, that's insider information.
I loved Tony, and I think Tony should call back every day.
Tony's got a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. I love the fact that you're blaming the fans.
Tony has fired everyone up here. Right. The people are tweeting, people are calling. It's going nuts right now.
Demand more per Tony.
Raul is in the OC. Raul, you have a tough act to follow there.
I'll try to follow up as best I can. So you guys were talking about that Jeannie LA Times article, and the part that stood out to me was, and I'm going to quote her, she says, "I'm growing impatient because we had the fourth highest payroll." She says it was gut-wrenching to go out on a limb like that. In my opinion, being fourth payroll in the NBA should not be going out on a limb if you own the LA Lakers. It just screams small family business to me. And in a world with...
It screams what again? Like, say that again? Screams
small
what?
Family business.
Small family business. And then, I mean, when you're competing with Ballmer and the ownerships with the Warriors, I mean, it just... I mean,
well, you know what's funny, Raul? I could see where you would say that, but I don't think any even rich guys want to lose money. You know, like even if like you're like one of the richest people in the world, you don't want to lose money. Like you don't want to bet. And by the way, it's not just the money part. I would say that the money is also, like, it feels like you've put in a huge investment into something that flopped. I don't think anyone, I am with you normally that this it runs like a family business. There's no doubt about that. And it definitely runs small. We've talked about that. Their front office is smaller than anyone. And thank you for the call, because we got to wrap here in a second and we'll take more calls. But I don't know if there's, Scott, do you know any rich person that likes to lose money on any big investment they've made?
I don't, but the difference is that for a guy like Stan Kroenke, the Rams are a small part of his portfolio. I say small in quotes. Whereas with Genie, the Lakers are everything. So when you spend that kind of money and you get these crappy results,
it means more.
Yeah, it is literally everything to
okay.
you.
You know what? Let's continue this conversation on the other side. I want people to chime in and tell us what stood out to them in the Genie interview with Bill Plaschke. What did you like? What didn't you like? What left you in disbelief? What encouraged you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 877-710-ESPN. And give us your thoughts on the coach. 877-710-3776. We're back in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin. And the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday. Sedano and Cap.
USC zone there.
Oh, yeah. Bust a move, huh?
Young MC.
Young MC is 55 today.
Wow.
It is also National Clean Your Room Day.
Wow.
Damn.
Did you have anything else or no?
Chris Berman. Boomer is 77.
The Raiders.
Back.
I used to do it when Key was around here.
Yeah,
remember that?
Key loved it.
Yeah.
We got a lot of calls to get to, so I'll get to my big hair and the suavecito, and there's a whole story going on. Because producer Jorge and I were just doing pictures for the Mandy stuff. He had to take some pictures
of
stuff. Mm-hmm. And my hair is really big today.
It is a little larger than normal. You said you used the suavecito products. So
a new product.
But you said you put it in and made you a little poofy.
It weighed a lot of volume. I look like somebody from a member of the Gotti family back in the 80s. Mm.
Really? Okay. Is it like very, very stiff and hard feeling, or is it like soft and flowy?
It's a cross between the both.
Oh,
I'll post a picture.
Cab, we should get you using Suavecito products.
We'd love to use some Suavecitos.
Yeah,
Suavecito's big in the neighborhood. I was at the headquarters yesterday in Santa Ana, hometown product, hometown city.
Yeah,
you
should use the pomade, Chris. The paste.
I have a little paste in there.
Suavecito pomade. It's only like $13.
But, no, I know. But you
can order it on Amazon too.
No, go to the shop. The shop is an amazing experience. But I sprayed the hair, the grooming spray.
Yeah. No.
And all of a sudden it went.
Yeah. It looks, I can help you. You know, I got hair issues, so I can help you.
Well, you think
the girl
it's too
just
big
washed
today?
Her hair.
It's not even about big. Yeah, I did wash and brush my hair. But it's not even about big. It looks, from here, it looks a little like greasy.
A little greasy.
Ooh. Greasy. Ooh. I don't see greasy.
On this side, like la luz, like le da para acá.
I don't know.
Oh, with the light, I don't know.
La da para acá.
No, it just looks like...
I mean, it has been a long day. This hair got done 13 hours ago.
It looks like you've been going through like a little bit of the wind. It's very windy outside.
Wind tunnel tested. Hit them over here.
Tomorrow we'll try a different thing. I'll FaceTime.
A little suavecito.
Okay, for sure. I'm down.
Okay. Sedano and Cap continues now.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
We'll get you on the suavecito products, Cap.
I do love a live imaging Tuesday. It's hashtag lit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue these conversations. We got a lot of people on hold that want to talk about this Genie bus thing. And she spoke to Bill Plaschke. She kind of spoke her mind, right? She's upset. She's annoyed. The last caller, though, Cap, he felt that her conversation or her comment about spending the money and spending the fourth most money, having the fourth highest payroll and not having the results was about, he felt small time. I don't feel that. I think that, look, man, nobody likes to lose money. Rich people specifically don't like to lose money.
Well, let me ask you this. The Dodgers, when it comes to their payroll.
And by the way, I feel like everyone out there is probably listening to me say that and feels like that has to, because I'm the one saying, hey, you got to spend more money in the front office, right? You got to spend more money to get more experienced people in there. You got to have a bigger staff. That I'm a proponent of, obviously. But I don't feel like them, you know, spending the fourth highest payroll and not getting the results. I could understand that. Like, I'm good with that.
But everybody interprets things their own way. And what that caller said was, it screams of small family business.
Yeah.
To talk about, we spent the fourth most money amount of money in the league, and we got zero results. His point was, I'm using the Dodgers as an example. The Dodgers are always one of the top payrolls in baseball.
Yeah.
They don't care. They will spend big money on superstar players, and nobody gripes about taxes or, you know, where they stand. It's expected that the Lakers would be a top five team in salary. They're the Lakers.
Right. That's the expectation almost, I feel like, you know.
I mean, nobody expects Portland, frankly, or, you know, Memphis or these smaller markets to be at the top of the payroll expenditure.
Right.
They expect it from the Lakers.
Let me go to Frank in Marina Del Rey. Frank, what's up?
Frank. Hey, Cap and Tadana, you're my two favorite people. But let me tell you this. I read it in the L.A. Times because I'm an L.A. Times guy. But I tell you, what Jenny's best thing she said was the buck stop with her.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. I don't care how much money you got. That's a great thing she said. And it's very professional and nice what she said. I would get rid of Rob Pelinski, and I wouldn't hire Terry Stouts. I would hire Mark Jackson.
Thank you for the call, Frank. Appreciate you. I mean, I do think that, you know, Rob Pelinski should not be on the payroll either. To be
not good. This Rob Pelinski got to go, my opinion.
I mean, Pelinski should not be on the payroll.
Pelinski, gone. Firing Pelinski. What do you mean we're mean? What do you mean?
I'm just saying, Pelinski shouldn't be on the payroll. He's right.
Pelinski's terrible at his job. By the way, there's some guy who works inside Staples, whose last name is Pelinski, who's hearing this right now. What did I do?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm an usher. What did I do?
Yeah.
My bad.
Just a red coat, man.
You're fired, Pelinski.
Yeah, I mean, for the love of God, you know. Oh, uh-oh.
What are you saying?
I'm watching this game. Doc Rivers going nuclear. He just got teed up. He may be getting tossed out of the game, I think.
Really?
Because Joel Embiid got hit in the face. Now, I don't know if it actually got hit in the face, like, on purpose. I haven't seen the replay because you see him down on the ground.
Oh my God, he's down. He's holding his face. Was he not wearing the
No, he's wearing the mask. Yeah, he's wearing the mask. Which I told you was tested, let me see. So he
by a hammer.
Yeah, it was tested by a hammer. So he went up. Oh no. So Dwayne Dedman went to swing at the ball as it was going up, and the ball hit Embiid in the face.
My God.
Yeah, but that's not him swinging at Embiid's head. The ball hit him.
But Embiid is down on the ground and he's got both hands over his face, and
He's got a broken orbital. That hurts, dude.
No, but it looks like he's crying.
You'd be crying, too, if your orbital was broken. But it's not a dirty play by any stretch of the imagination. He hit the ball.
Oh, man.
And the ball hit Embiid in the face.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm watching it from all these different angles.
But
that's
not dirty at all.
No, man. Embiid, like,
that's just crappy luck.
Mask.
Yeah, that's terrible luck. That ball, he hit the ball, and the ball hit him in the face.
He looks like he's really, really, really hurt.
Yeah. The referees are converging, and he's now complaining about getting hit in the face. But he got hit by the ball, man.
Like, right, he grabs the ball with both hands.
Dwayne Dedman swung at the ball, like, to hit the ball out of his hands. And then the ball hit him in the face.
Now he's up. Now he's up. He's walking it off.
Doc Rivers was in the middle of the court, like, screaming, going nuts. I'm surprised Doc didn't get tossed the way he went out those refs.
When these guys see this replay, they're going to be like, what are we complaining about? It was completely accidental.
No, because he hit the ball. He didn't hit him in the face.
I mean, he's flopping around
the
like
ball
a soccer
hit him
player.
In the face. All right, we got to go. Nobody's listening to what we're talking about. No one understands because they can't see. Michael, go ahead. Michael, what's up?
Hey, George, Cap, Laura, this is the thing. I think we have just too many cooks in the kitchen. Don't you agree? I mean, every single NBA team has one or two people that are making decisions and the owner that's helping them. We have like six people. And the six people that we have was in generation 1980. It's just not working with the decision making. We lost Clark. We lost Russell. We lost Ingram. I can go on and on. All these people leading their teams to playoffs, and we're over here watching them. That's the problem, is that we have too many cooks in the kitchen. If we could just narrow down to somebody that's responsible other than Genie, then maybe we can get somewhere. But I think that the decision-making is just not there. Look where we are now. What did we get out of all that?
Yeah, and listen, that's the one line in the piece that I brought up earlier. Quote, I'm a collaborator. That's my nature, as opposed to a sole decision-maker, and that leads to lots and lots of opinions, And then you got to take those opinions, narrow them down, and then some person's got to pull the trigger and make the final decision. But your
and
point
about...
And
they call you crazy, Cap. That's crazy. You're not crazy. See, you understand everything.
See, I mean, listen, everybody's going to eventually get smart,
and everybody's
going to eventually agree with everything I say. It's just
the way
it works.
I don't know about that. I mean,
come on, George, come on.
Let's not get carried away here.
Come on, you know it.
I mean, no, I don't know it. Let's not get carried away.
I think that's the way it's going to go down eventually.
Yeah. Gilbert and Whittier. Gilbert, what up, man?
How's it going? I think there's a person that hasn't been said, and I'm actually shocked. Has anyone mentioned about Shaq Diesel? He came out on TNT, said that he'd be willing to coach. And
no, that was a joke, man. He said he wanted $100 million for 4 years. That's not happening.
I mean, that's some Tom Brady money right there.
No, yeah, we'll get to Tom Brady in a minute. But, yeah, no, Gilbert, that wasn't real. Like, nobody's giving him $25 million a year to coach, buddy. But
yo, Chuck, I'll coach the Lakers for $100 million.
Right,
Chuck,
exactly. Yes, Chuck. That terrible Shaq impression.
Hey, Chuck, I'm going to coach the Lakers.
Gilbert, thank you, buddy. Have a good one. You're terrible.
You don't think it's good?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's
Chuck.
Pretty, it's brutal.
Chuck.
Awful.
I'll coach the Lakers for $100 million.
No.
Really bad. Really bad. Lakers impersonation. I mean, Lakers. Really bad Shaq impersonation. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I'm going to coach the Lakers for $100 million.
Now you're just loud.
Now, what are you doing? Like, you sound like my grandfather used to sound. Like, what is happening here?
What? George Sedano, what?
No, my grandfather did not sound like that. He sounded more like your Shaq. That's for sure.
That's
maybe your grandfather sounded
grandfather
more
sounded
like that.
What are you talking about over here for Shaq? Yeah. What? What? Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío.
I say Shaq should coach the Lakers. I
no,
like that idea.
No, get the hell out of here.
No,
Brandon,
that's a good idea.
I'm going to Brandon. Enough with you. Brandon.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Yeah, man, I think it comes down to two things. Sustainability. Right now, everybody's trying to live on the planet of LeBron Uranus. I just came up with that. And then, secondly, you know, Jeannie Buss trying to control everything. You know, she got a lot of money. You know, she comes from money and everything. So I can't say how, you know, as far as her being a control freak. But that's just what I have. And then, lastly, what I really want to touch on with George, we met, you know, a while ago at the Summer League, man. What do you do for your skincare, man? Your skin was looking real smooth, brother. I'm trying to figure it out.
Dog, you know what it is?
I said it was Botox.
It's just a lot of water. I drink 100 ounces of water a day. And I don't, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink caffeine. I think that might be part of it. Who knows? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do. That's it.
So you think this is actually having to do with your hydration levels versus genes?
Yeah, because my parents' skin was okay, but not like this.
Oh, not as pretty as that.
Not as pristine,
dude. It really looks really good. Like I'm,
and I'm like
at
scruffy
him.
Today. I haven't shaved. Like, I got like a 5 o'clock shadow.
The tan is on point. I mean, you know,
and I haven't even got no.
Point.
And my tan was much better like before COVID.
Ooh, like seriously, it's on point. Like no tienes wrinkles. It's good.
I was doing hiking. I was doing hiking before COVID, like shirtless, just going out there getting a tan.
Oh, whoa,
it was nice.
So no Botox.
No,
he
bro.
Really wants to
Botox.
Make this a thing.
Come on, man.
No Chivas.
Come on, man. Come on. That's some Botox forehead. Come on.
I mean, listen, bro. I mean, if anyone needs Botox around here, it ain't me.
Don't say that about Laura or Lindsay. That's
hey!
Not nice. That's not nice. George.
I mean, is you, dog? You know?
Oh, me, me.
Yeah, yeah Brett.
You talking
like
about
56.
Me?
Yeah. We talking about Botox. We talking
Come
about
on.
You,
man. We talking about Botox. Right. Botox. I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We in here talking about Botox.
All right. More calls because people are fired up to talk about this Jeannie Buss interview with Bill Plaschke. What stood out to you? What left you in disbelief? What encouraged you? All that stuff. 877-710-ESPN. Radio Tinder real quick in between. More of your calls coming up. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yes, indeed, a live imaging Tuesday. It is Sedano and Cap. 5:30 p.m. in the Southland. You know what we do around 5:30. Time for Radio Tinder. And we're going to stick with Hill Street Blues today.
Ah. No Kojak? No Kojak of any kind.
Not today. Here's looking at you, babe. Isn't that what he said? The great Telly Savalas?
He did.
With
he
the
did.
Lollipop in his mouth.
He's looking at you, babe.
Anyway, you can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Lindsay Baseball. Bing! Or bam! And don't forget, our new sponsor, the great folks at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right for Tequila Mandala. Oh, a little rhythm of the night, actually. I like that. All right, let's take it away. Radio Tinder time. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
All right, so starting off with this weird story that I came across earlier this morning where a flight was grounded after passengers received mysterious images from plane crashes on their phones as they were waiting to take off. So the Turkey-bound plane was taxiing for takeoff from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport, and images of burnt-out and crashed planes popped up on passengers' phones, causing everyone to panic. Someone on board alerted flight attendants, and the captain brought the plane back to the terminal. I guess the passengers received these pictures via airdrop, and the perpetrator has not yet been identified. Would you guys get on a plane if you randomly received airdrop photos of plane crashes while you were boarding? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano.
Okay, so how would I react is what you're saying?
No, would you get on a plane if you got airdrop plane crash pictures as you were getting ready to board a plane?
Oh, hell
get
no. On the plane? I'm walking back up the jetway, yeah, 100%. And I'm showing it to somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that for me, if everybody was getting plane crash pictures, I'd be like, yo, we can't fly this plane. Clearly somebody's giving us a message. They're planning on taking this thing down.
What if you were the only, like, what if you didn't know everyone else was getting these pictures and it was just you? Would you say something?
Probably not.
Yeah, I feel like I would be really weirded out, but I wouldn't know how to bring it up.
Oh, no, I would literally just go to, so I'd go to the gate and I'd be like, hey, I'm getting these airdrops from somebody here at the airport. This is super weird.
Yeah.
Like, right, are they threatening us? What are they doing here?
Yeah,
what is
that's
this message?
It. That's what you do. That's what you're supposed to do in that scenario.
Yeah, random airdrops. People are weird. All right, so next one, Britney Spears, talking about pictures here. The iconic princess of pop, of course. She created an uproar yesterday after she took to Instagram to post a dozen delicately censored
photos.
Oh,
I saw
photos.
That. Yeah.
Me too.
Yes, in three separate posts. The photos all showcased Spears in the same pose, covering her breasts with her hands and her nether regions with a strategically placed heart emoji. But Britney's body celebration, however, turned into controversy because a lot of Britney Spears' followers, along with media outlets, started,
enlarging
out
the pictures?
I don't even know if they were enlarging the pictures,
that's what
creep.
I did.
Yeah, that's not what I was going for. I was just talking about people commenting on it and saying, you know, that she was being crazy and ridiculous. And I wanted to ask you guys, should fans and media care so much about what Britney's posting on Instagram? Swipe left or swipe right? Cap, you obviously have a lot of thoughts on this.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think we should be caring about it. I see these pictures. And by the way, thanks to you, Lindsay Baseball, I follow Britney Spears on Instagram. And yeah, I'm
because
sorry.
We told you about the documentary?
No, because Lindsay told me she posts a lot of really racy pictures.
Yeah.
And again, covering, but not really covering. And then the little heart down below, as you called it, the nether region. Good job by you. I mean, I just can't stop looking at them. And I do. I take my fingers and I enlarge the pictures. And am I creepy for doing
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes. That yeah, part. The last part. So. Yes. I mean, she might want you to do that, but it's still not ideal. I don't know if she does or doesn't. You know, I mean, she clearly loves her body, and she should. She should flaunt her body. If I had a body like that, I'd be on Instagram naked all day, too.
You would?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
You wouldn't? Stop. You, of all people, would.
No, I would. I should now.
I mean, Cap, you are half in naked on Instagram, weren't you? In, like, the bathtub?
That's true.
Yeah.
But if I had a body like that or her fiancé, I'd be rocking on Instagram naked all day. All day.
Yeah, this guy is pretty ripped. I will acknowledge that. He is good looking.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Side note here real quick. Mm-hmm. I just saw that TNT's NBA coverage is sponsored by Clorox. Mm-hmm. Is there like another bleach company that I don't know about that like Clorox competes with?
Right. Is there any other branded bleach?
I mean, I know that the supermarkets have their own brands, right? Like the generic supermarket brand. But I'm like, those every supermarket is different. Like there's no like other big Clorox or other big chlorine, you know, like bleach company.
I don't know, but I use those Clorox, you know, that
the wipes
thing. Yeah, the wipes are great.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Love those
wipes. I
would say
they make a lot of great cleaning products, but yeah, you're right. Aside from like the store brands, I don't think you can like have the corner of the market. I mean, they have cornered the market on bleach, but you can't just have a, what is it, until whatever the word is on bleach, a monopoly on bleach, right? Because bleach is a thing. Everyone.
I mean, isn't bleach just the same anyway?
Yeah,
like it,
that's
I mean,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know much about the periodic table of what are those things called?
Elements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know H2O and I know CO2, but yeah. Is bleach, like, is there a way to change bleach?
I don't think I think that's a result of a couple of different elements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chlorine and something else.
What's next, Linz? What do you got?
All right, last one here. So in Tom Brady's 22 NFL career, he's made about $333 million in contracts between the Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Fox is reportedly willing to pay Brady more than that for 10 years of announcing duties. Brady is going to join Fox as the network's top NFL analyst once his playing career comes to an end, whenever that may be. And Brady, who has never called an NFL game from the booth, will make $375 million over 10 years with Fox. Do you guys think he's going to make a good TV analyst? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano?
I'm going to... Ooh, that's tough. He has gotten more outspoken in Tampa Bay than he ever was in New England. So I'm going to say swipe right. If you would have told me pre-Tampa, I would have said swipe left. I would have, because he was so boring in Tampa in New England because the Patriots don't like people talking, right, for the most part. But I feel like he's shown some more personality. I will say this. I'm all for everyone making as much money as they can in the broadcasting industry. I don't care who they are, particularly in sports. So if Tom Brady is going to make twice as much as Troy Aikman and Tony Romo, good for him.
I think Tom Brady is going to make an excellent TV color commentator, but I don't think that Fox hires him for 10 years, $375 million, which, by the way, I'm fascinated by what you said, Lindsay.
Fascinated. You're always fascinated.
Well, I mean, listen, to have a 20-plus year NFL career and make $330 million and now have a 10-year contract for more, for half as much work.
I think you should do to Fascinated what Jim Rome did to Phenomenal.
Fascinated. It's hard.
No, you got to come up with it. No. It doesn't have to be just like that. I'm just saying, like, you come up with your own version.
That wasn't good. You need something better.
No.
Do it better.
No, right.
Do it
better. Like, Phenomenal is kind of easy.
Yeah. No. But you got to come up with, like, Fascinating or, like, something like that. Maybe a little more sensual, you know?
That's not a bad idea. All I know is this. This guy's played 20-plus years in the NFL, $330
million
as a player. Right. And now, 10 years, $375 million. This, to me, is a lot more about calling games, and it's about being the face of Fox Sports. And I think he's going to be great. I think he's good-looking, and he's funny. Yeah. And I think he's going to be great. And by the way, George, here's another thing.
Yeah.
Let's say he sucks.
Yeah.
Him sucking is going to be great, too, because people are going to be like, he's terrible, and he's making that kind of money. Oh, my God, what a disaster.
Yeah.
So I'm super
by
fascinated.
The way,
again.
I feel bad for Greg Olsen in this whole thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, Greg Olsen's going to be the new number one guy. He's going to do the Super Bowl. And it's like, not for long.
You know who the big winner is, though? Is Kevin Burkhardt.
Right.
Because Kevin Burkhardt got that Joe Buck job. And, you know, listen, Greg Olsen's not a star. Tom Brady's an ultra-international superstar. Kevin Burkhardt is going to be his partner. That's a huge win for Kevin Burkhardt, and he's a great guy.
Greg Olsen also isn't very good. Like,
oh, I disagree. I think Greg Olsen is good.
He's all right. I don't think that he's number one material yet. But I think that's the other thing, too, is isn't it kind of crazy that, like, he's never called a game before, he's never done any broadcasting, and they're automatically crowning him the guy when he's still playing? Like,
yeah, but,
I don't know.
But listen, Tony Romo went to the number one team of CBS. He don't have a Super Bowl ring. He don't even have a playoff win. And he wasn't making $17 million at the time. But still, Tony Romo, usually you go into the number 3-4 squad. He went right to number one working with Jim Nantz. They booted Phil Simms for Tony Romo. So, of course, Tom Brady's going to go right to number one. Big money.
I don't know. I just don't think he's as charismatic as Tony Romo. Like, at least, like, I don't know. Not. I haven't seen it yet.
Number one. It's down to one, Cappy. Just like Laura's down to
just
one.
Just like at Unique. She's down to one now.
She got her own Tom Brady. Baby.
Oh, see?
That became aggressive all of a sudden. Yeah. She's leaning into it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is
right now that the cat's out of the bag, I mean, come on.
Who is it?
I mean, sometimes you rerun the show, you know?
Oh, rerun the show. That's a hell of a hint right there.
Again?
Just saying.
Is this 11-11?
What? No, Cap. No.
No, what was the other guy's name?
Is this TiVo?
Yes.
TiVo! Rewind! Yeah, exactly.
You're back together with TiVo.
The second rewind.
Yeah, the second rewind.
It's okay.
It's a three-wind.
Listen, I watch stuff over and over again.
Yeah, I got you. Lindsay, one more. Go ahead if you got it.
That is all I have for Radio
Tinder. Excellent then. Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. And of course, do what I do, demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. So you remember when everyone was all bent out of shape about Julio Urias the other day?
Right.
Huh. And they blamed Dave Roberts? Huh. Mm-hmm. What's the attitude about yesterday now? And by the way, the Dodgers are in action. We'll get to that a little bit as well. And we'll continue this Lakers discussion because we got a full board of people that want to talk about Jeannie Buss's interview with Bill Plaschke. What stood out to you? What discouraged you? What made you feel good about the Lakers' state at the moment? What encouraged you? All that stuff. Hit us up. Phone lines. A couple people dropped off during Radio Tinder. Excuse me. So if you want to hop aboard, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We're back in dos minutos.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is Sedano and Kappa Live Imaging Tuesday. Oh, okay. This is a love song, kind of, right? Cap, I just tweeted in the Circle of Trust on Twitter. You can join the Circle of Trust. Just go to Twitter, search Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. The picture of my hair today. Big hair, don't care. It is big.
Oh, whoa.
It is big today.
Big hair, don't care. Oh, man. That is fluffy.
Although it's not fluffy, though. It's not fluffy. It's kind of it's compact.
So that looks like I got to run my fingers through that hair.
Granted, LA is the best Photoshop person. He was Photoshopping Cap the other day and a bunch of stuff, and he's got me during the pandemic Photoshopped into somebody dude with a great body.
Oh, that's not you?
No, definitely not.
Oh.
Also, Cap did today on Twitter one of the typical things. By the way, Live Imaging Tuesday. Yeah. The final amount at the gas pump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, man, gas is so expensive. Thanks, Cap.
Yeah, we all know.
I know. Listen, here's the thing. I used to have this philosophy, like, it doesn't really matter what gas costs because I'm going to fill my car no matter what. And if gas gets expensive and I got to reduce something somewhere else, so be it. But gas has gotten so ridiculously out of control. Today's the first time ever it's cost me triple digits to fill my car with gas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not driving a big SUV. I can't believe how much it was.
Even for a sedan is costly.
Yeah, man, it's expensive. It's why I went electric.
Gas went up 17 cents from last week to this week per gallon on average.
Did you know we got Forbes on the line here?
Yeah, who knew? CBS Market Watch over here.
No, it's just me regurgitating things I saw on CNBC earlier.
What's getting higher today, my hair or gas prices?
That's a tough call, by the way. I'm not sure.
I think I'm sticking with big hair, don't care, all the way through the Mandy.
Just go. Do it.
That is really good looking.
Do it, because you know what? My hair's always big, so just do it. Own it.
Did producer Lindsay look at the picture?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tall hair. It's definitely big.
Thank you, Lindsay. Do you think it looks good, or do you think
it looks a little windblown? I would probably tone it down a little bit.
Wow. You
know? Wind-kissed is what I would prefer.
but if you like it, then that's all that matters.
Yeah,
it makes I
like it.
I've got a big face.
Right.
So we got to reduce face size with higher lift.
Well, and that's why you go beard.
That's all. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You remember back in the days when I went no beard, I was much skinnier.
Yeah.
I was on the
but beard always, you know, everybody goes beard to hide some face.
Had a lot of additives back in those mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sedano and Cap continues right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, so Cappy, you could just do the beard thing if you want.
No, I can't. That's the problem.
Rachel, I want a beard. And she'd be like, oh, Scott, shave that before you kiss me.
No, don't you guys see? I can't even grow a beard. I've never had one in my whole life. The closest thing I've had was a goatee, and I showed up one day in the 710 studios, and Laura's like, what is that? What is all over your face right there? And it's just, I can't grow a beard. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
Can't grow a beard.
I mean, I could, but it takes too long, and it gets too, like, itchy, and I'm like, no.
Well, you got to get past the itchy phase.
No.
Once you're past the itchy phase, you're
can't do it. I can't do it.
Are you patchy?
A little bit.
Oh, see, that's the difference. When they're patchy and they have to go through that, it looks
this is
weird.
Like about as much as I like to go. Just like a day or two without, like a day and a half without shaving, and then that's it.
Does Kelly mind when you rub that across her face? Because Rachel's not going to like that.
No, she's
Rachel's going to be very upset.
Yeah. Mm. And I got to shave anyway because I got to be on TV on
Friday.
Well,
yes, he's Cap. He couldn't do it. He's a TV star with that smooth skin.
He's in the league. That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I really want to touch your hair so badly. I want to touch it on the top. Where I like push
my hair
down
or Sedano's?
No, yours. I want to touch it on top where I like push down on it to see what it feels, and then I want to attempt.
Sometimes you got to push down on it, you know. I mean,
right? I want to try and run my fingers through your hair just to see if I can actually get them through there.
What is happening?
No, you can't
do it.
There's so much product in that hair.
Never touch the hair.
Yeah, like Uncle Jesse would always say, "Don't touch the hair."
Yeah, exactly.
We had a whole discussion about people trying to touch.
Yeah, who
had
the
best? Did Uncle Jesse have the best TV hair?
I think he still does somehow.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
John Stamos. That guy doesn't age. You want to talk about skin.
Gorgeous.
Like, I mean, you know, I'm a
he
mere
looks
mortal.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm a mere mortal. That guy, I mean, he's like a Greek god or something. Yeah.
Mario Lopez, too.
Yeah, Mario Lopez, too.
Ooh, yes,
he has
girl,
not
yes.
aged at all.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a Lifetime holiday movie coming up this
Is he really?
With my girl, Janet Kramer.
Oh.
I can't wait.
He's awesome. He's done a few. He's good.
Has he?
Yeah, he has. He's good.
Are you jealous, Cap, that I went on TV the other day and realized as the show was opening that I didn't have makeup on and still rolled with it and looked good?
A little jealous of your tight facial skin. Yeah. A little jealous of that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. By the way, tan looks a lot better than I thought it would post-COVID. In this
I'm
picture that you,
you
put up, Laura.
It looks
in the
good.
Circle of
I got to start tanning good. Before the Mandy's, too. I got to get in the
no,
oh, that's
go
a good
tan.
Idea.
Don't, just
oh,
go
oh,
to the
I
sun.
Oh,
wait, but what do you do with tanning? Though?
Oh, I get in there. I grease
no,
up.
No.
Oh, I love it.
That's so bad for
no,
you.
No, but you're like, you're not doing
cancer.
Like a bed.
Oh, yeah.
A bed?
I do
no.
a high. Hold on. Everybody calm down.
Tan that should be illegal, okay?
Los Angeles.
Everybody relax.
I do the high-end bed where it's like a few minutes in there. I rest in there. I take a nap. I get out. I feel like Stewie in that Family Guy episode when he was in the tanning bed.
The only thing I do like in a bed is, you know what? I stopped doing it recently just because I haven't had time because of all the travel. But I started doing HBOT therapy.
What's that?
That's the hyperbaric chamber. All the athletes swear by it.
Oh,
oh really? How was it?
You
it's
got
really
one of
cold
those?
In there, though.
It is cold in there, but I would, you know, I just put my phone, I, you know, listen to some podcasts, and, you know, I was looking on
you
Twitter.
You have a hyperbaric chamber at your house?
No, I went to a place that does
can
that.
He come
oh, they
over
do?
And use your hyperbaric
chamber? Yeah, that's what he wanted
funny.
To borrow it.
Listen, I was at a friend of mine's house, and I'm like, hey, what's with that canoe over there? And he's like, what canoe? And I'm like, that thing right over there. He goes, it's not a canoe, it's a hyperbaric chamber, you idiot. But it was covered. And so I literally thought it was a canoe, and then he took the cover off, and I was like, "Oh, that's what those things are." I didn't know there were
every athlete I've covered, like big time athlete I've covered, has one at home. I don't. I went to a place that does like what's the
cryotherapy
yeah. and then they have one of those things. I tried it out; it was fun.
Imagine in a month and a half or so at the Mandy Awards, a tanned face with that hair cap,
dude. We're gonna walk in together with our ladies. Are we sitting at the same table, Chris?
No, I'm hosting it with Keyshawn. I won't be sitting at a table.
Forgot about that.
But at the postgame party, you know, we put
on. Well, now what's the deal? Have we booked out hotel rooms yet?
I thought you did.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well,
I've been waiting.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
I thought you were telling me which hotel to book.
Yeah, we were. Sedano and Cap continues now.
Speaking of decisions, everybody crushed Dave Roberts for pulling Julio Urias the other day when his velocity was going down. Everybody was going nuts. I mean, Dave Roberts, again, is a piñata in these situations. So he left Julio Urias in yesterday. You see what happened?
I did see what happened, and remember the game that he pulled him previous, the complaint was that he'd only pitched like 65 pitches or something.
Yep,
like he had a really low pitch count.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday the game is 1-0, and he says, all right, well, you know what? I took you out the last time. Let's let you go a little bit longer. And the first thing that Urias did was give up a home run to the number 9 hitter of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah. It's crazy, though. It's hilarious, though, how that – it's always Dave Roberts' fault no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not going to get upset about it. You're giving a guy a shot to prove you're wrong. And sometimes you just leave one in the zone, and somebody who's a major league player, even if he's the number nine hitter, happens to crank one out, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. All right, listen, let's go to the phones. Kathy in Marina Del Rey has been holding on patiently. Kathy, how the hell are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. Always when you call, it's always the best part of our day.
Oh, I hope I make you laugh today. Listen, question. Has anybody given thought to or entertained the concept of bringing, what is his name, Dave, our assistant coach for the Lakers, in for an interview?
David Fizdale, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they've already, they kind of have a good feeling for him, you know, a good feel for him at this point.
Do you think that they're even considering him?
Probably not, is my guess.
Why are you pushing for him, Kathy?
Because I think he's better than anything that they're entertaining at this point, short of Pop Rivers.
Look, if they would have thought that David Fizdale was a good candidate, they would have fired Frank Vogel earlier, is what I would guess.
Well, I don't think they – I don't know, but I was just asking because his name hadn't come up. I'm figuring, well, gee whiz, we might as well promote what's in rather than bring in possibly an assistant. Right.
Kathy, what's on the menu today for a little cocktail
what's
action?
What's on happy hour today?
Water. Purified water. Last 2 days, absolutely. Until we think this is, we're going to fast with water and get it straight.
Wow.
You know what? I've given a lot of thought to what you were talking about yesterday.
What's that?
From the possible coach from Portland and the possibility, you know, LeBron, and, you know, that was not exactly his ideal of what he was, where he was thinking, you know, what his vision was, you know, like in terms of, you know, giving away AD for Kyrie. And then, you know, keeping Russell Westbrook with all that mess, turn that smile into a frown real quick.
Yeah, you don't want to turn that. You want to turn that frown into a smile is what you want to do. You want to turn that frown upside down, girl.
Well, I've already made up my mind. In the meantime, like everybody else, everybody's picked their other teams that they're rooting for. So I'm sticking over with the Celtics. And
wait, you're sticking with the Celtics? You're picking the Celtics as a Laker fan? What the hell?
Jason Tatum. And until
girl, you know what? You need to be drinking again.
Water. No, it's water. It's alkaline water. Yeah.
It's some juice.
Yeah. Seriously. Jason Tatum and the Celtics. Who's rooting for the Celtics? Kathy, what the hell happened to you? 877-710-ESPN. Jeannie Buss was on with Bill Plaschke. She did an interview with him in the LA Times. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's reading it. She took the blame. She said the buck stops with her. She talked about LeBron's influence, Phil Jackson's influence, Magic's influence, the Russell Westbrook situation. What did you like? What didn't you like? What were you encouraged? What were you discouraged about? 877-710-ESPN. We'll break it down a little bit on the other side. We'll give you kind of the details if you're just tuning in. We're back in 2 minutes, plus what you need to know. 710-ESPN. Download that ESPN LA. ESPN LA app, homie. Sorry.